No, I can't do that. I don't want to do that. We sometimes really don't want to say yes, but we're terrified of sounding rude, right? Whether it's turning down a party invite or saying no to a favour, finding the right words can be tough. Today, I'll go over some easy and polite ways to say no while keeping things friendly. I'm afraid I can't do that. Sometimes a short and simple no is the best way to go. You don't need to over-explain, just be polite and direct. A clear but gentle response can help prevent misunderstandings and unnecessary back and forth. For example, I'm afraid I can't do that. I'm sorry, but I can't make it this time. These responses keep things respectful and to the point. They let the other person know you appreciate the offer but can't accept it this time. No need for a long excuse. I appreciate it, but. Starting with appreciation makes your response feel warmer and more considerate. It shows that you value the offer, even if you have to turn it down. People are less likely to feel bad when they see that you genuinely appreciate the thought behind their request. I appreciate the invitation, but I won't be able to make it. I really appreciate the offer, but I have to pass this time. This approach softens the rejection, making it clear that you're declining the request, not the person. It's a great way to maintain good relationships, even when you have to say no. I wish I could, but. This phrase makes your response sound more genuine and regretful, which helps the other person feel less rejected. It also makes it clear that you would have considered it if circumstances were different. For example, I wish I could join you, but I have a prior commitment. I wish I could help, but I'm completely swamped with work. Grammar tip. When we use wish like this, we usually follow it with the past tense. For example, I wish I could, to show that it's unreal or a hypothetical situation. This makes it clear that accepting really isn't an option. Using this phrase also helps show empathy, making your response sound more heartfelt. I'd love to, but. This response makes it clear that you appreciate the invite and you're not rejecting the person, just the request. It keeps things light and positive, which helps avoid any hurt feelings. For example, I'd love to help, but I have another project to finish. I'd love to join, but I need to rest tonight. This way, the other person knows you're interested, just unavailable. I can't this time, but maybe next time? If you want to decline without shutting the door completely, offering an alternative is a great way to go. For example, I can't make it this time, but let's catch up soon. I'm not available today, but I'd love to help next week. Offering another time makes it feel less like a rejection and more like a not right now. Unfortunately, I have to decline. For workplace situations, a more professional approach is often needed. You want to be polite, but also firm. This way, you can maintain professionalism without feeling pressured to say yes. For example, unfortunately, I have to decline due to prior commitments. Thank you for considering me, but I have too much on my plate at the moment. These phrases keep things professional while still being courteous. They let the other person know you're busy, but still appreciate the opportunity. And that's it. Saying no doesn't have to be awkward or rude, you just need the right words. Which of these phrases do you think you'll use the most? Let me know in the comments. If you found this helpful, don't forget to like and subscribe for more English tips. See you next time.